Once upon a time, in a world with faith and fairness, there was something hidden.
Down the boundary! He's gonna go! Bearcats lead!
Pitch on the way from Mikulacic.
Swing and a miss! Mikulacic gets the strikeout! And for the first time in school history, the Bearcats are going to the Super Regionals!
Get ready for a next level show.
Welcome to Chasing the Cup. Here's your host, Ryan Reynolds.
Welcome everyone to Chasing the Cup. I'm Ryan Reynolds, here to guide you through this season of Sam Houston State University Athletics. It's great to be behind the mic, but what's even more exciting than that? Yes, you guessed it. It's game week for football as the number 4 ranked Bearcats host Prairie View A&M at Bauer Stadium on Saturday. We'll have more about the opening weekend a little later in the program as we sit down with All-American wide receivers Davion Davis and Nathan Stewart. Why do they play football? What's the dynamic like between the top two wide receivers in the country? Stick around to find out. But what's also exciting, we have our Bearcat call of the show, and of course, a handful of sports to discuss this week. We have volleyball, soccer, and women's golf to recap. How did Bearcat volleyball perform after its strong showing at the Bearcat Invitational? Did soccer bounce back with matches against Oral Roberts in Tulsa? Also, how did women's golf perform in its first tournament of the year? Spoiler alert, the finish was impressive. So, let's get right into it. Football is back. Tailgating, cat crazies, Sam Houston chants, and touchdown Bearcats. How can someone not be excited for the upcoming season? Better yet, how can someone not be excited for the upcoming season at Bauer Stadium? Let me throw an interesting fact out there. Since the start of 2011, the Cats have been nearly perfect on their home turf, winning 47 of their last 49 games in front of their home crowd, and boasting a current 20-game win streak, which is the second longest in school history and the longest active streak in the FCS. However, Saturday's game against Prairie View A&M will be a true test as the Panthers played them tough last season, with the Cats edging out a road victory 44-31. We'll have more about the upcoming football game after a word from Sam Houston State Athletics. Cheaper is always better. If you see yourself attending multiple Bearcat football games, why not consider purchasing season tickets? Season Ticket Packages offers a 10% savings on single game tickets and include all 5 games at Bauer Stadium and the Battle of Piney Woods at NRG Stadium. Visit GoBearcats.com and save today.
From the campus of Sam Houston State University, welcome to Chasing the Cup.
Welcome back to Chasing the Cup. I want to hit on a couple of things about Bearcat football before transitioning into our Bearcat call of the show, and then our sit-down with wide receivers Davion Davis and Nathan Stewart. It will be interesting to see how the Bearcats play this weekend, sporting a new starting quarterback, a new defensive leader in the spotlight, and a new offensive coordinator. The starting quarterback job has been up in the air since two-time Walter Payton Award winner Jeremiah Briscoe graduated. The starter has yet to be announced to the media, and it's expected to be a game-time decision. Will it be the JUCO gunslinging transfer Mike Dare in the shotgun for the Cats? Or will it be Ty Brock or Eric Schmid? The job is truly up for grabs at the moment, but someone is going to have to take the first snap on Saturday. Taking a look at the defense, it's going to be obvious that now Oakland Raider PJ Hall isn't on the field, and he'll definitely be missed. In his place, however, are a ton of names to keep an eye on in 2018. Preseason All-American Chris Stewart is a player to keep an eye on, but he's expected to miss the first 3 to 5 games due to a lower back injury. So who will fill the void on the defensive line during his absence? Well, returnees Brandon Jackson Jr., Spencer Williams, Bryson Wallace, and Siku Clark could make an impact on the interior line, while redshirt freshman Moses Johnson and Osi Adume could also find their way into the rotation. Moving to the outer edges of the defensive line, converted linebacker Eric Fowler and Derek Robertson are also players to keep tabs on, as they provide the Cats some athletic talent at the end position. The one new defensive player in the spotlight, though, is sophomore corner Zion McCollum, who received preseason All-SLC second team honors to start 2018. As a true freshman last season, McCollum started 10 games and tallied 3 interceptions, becoming the first Bearcat freshman with 3 picks since redshirt freshman Mark Hughes had 4 in 2001. Comparing McCollum's stat to true freshman, though, well, that dates back to 1973, when Mike Nelms intercepted opposing quarterbacks a total of 5 times. With that being said, Zion McCollum is indeed a special talent to watch heading into his sophomore season. Alongside the star-studded sophomore is senior safety Adrian Contreras, who is sure to be the anchor of the secondary once more. There are a ton of storylines entering Saturday's game, which leads us to a message from SHSU Athletics. Saturday's game against Prairie View A&M is orange out. Fill the stands of Bauer Stadium with Bearcat Orange and cheer your team to victory. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. and students get in free with their Bearcat 1 card. But what if you aren't a student? Well, tickets are cheaper if you buy them in advance on GoBearcats.com compared to a game time purchase at the ticket office. Up next, we have our Bearcat call of the show, and we sit down with All-American wide receivers Davion Davis and Nathan Stewart. Stick in with us.
First down, looking for Stewart, got it inside the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and he will score! Nathan Stewart! Sam Houston stayed with the lead, the pass complete to Nathan Stewart, eludes one defender inside the 10, carrying another one in the end zone for a touchdown! Nathan Stewart, 30 yards away, his second TD catch of the ball game.
Davion Davis is back deep. But at the Lamar 45, it's an end-over-end kick. It'll hit at the 38, taken on a hop by Davis at the 45. Looking for Sarum, circles back near side. He's loose at the 30, inside to the 20. He could go all the way and does! Davion Davis! The punt return from 44 yards makes it 39-20.
Goodness gracious. Davion Davis. Holy smokes. There are guys that were out of the play and had a shot, a second shot at him because of how he turned back around to the sideline. And those guys still didn't make the play. Davion Davis, he's a little upset that Nathan Stewart was getting in the end zone so much. He had to get in the end zone his way.
And that was our Bearcat call of the show, and it leads perfectly into today's special guest. From the number 4 ranked team in the nation, I am pleased to welcome wide receivers Davion Davis and Nathan Stewart. How are you guys? Davis, let's start with you.
Doing good. Really excited for this week and the test that we have ahead of us. Excited to see what some of the young guys can do and what the quarterbacks can do. A lot of them not really having a lot of experience. See how they come in and step up and do what they do in game time.
Stewart, first game of the season.
Yep, pretty excited. I mean, we've been waiting all summer, all spring for this. It's been a long road coming, but it's finally here, and we're blessed to have this opportunity. And I feel like we have a really tough opponent coming in Saturday night, and we're well prepared. We went through all what we have to go through. I think it should be a really, really good test for us and to show what this team is all about.
So here on Chasing the Cup, we always start with a little icebreaker to knock the training wheels off. So let's get right into it. Everyone knows that you two are All-American wide receivers on one of the most prolific offenses in the FCS. So, Davion, tell our listeners something not many people know about you.
That I block really well for being my size. I'm not scared to hit anybody. I'll block from anybody on my team. I don't care if a lineman has a ball, I'll block my butt off to protect them.
And we know Davion Davis, the wide receiver. But what about Davion Davis outside of football? What are some hobbies that you cherish?
I like playing video games. If I'm not here doing homework or with my girlfriend or taking care of my dog, I'm most likely playing video games in my spare time.
And what games do you play?
Ooh, PUBG and Fortnite.
And what about you, Stuart?
My off times, I want to say I'm doing quite the same thing on a headset with Davion, playing Fortnite as well. If I'm not doing that, like I tell my dog to have a dog as well. And that's it, really.
I actually came across a tweet that you, Stuart, sent out yesterday that says Game Week shop back open with little parlor emoji. And I just need to know, do you cut hair?
Yes, I do.
Really? How long have you been cutting?
Ever since I picked up the football, man. I like giving out fades and like cutting guys' hair for free. So, something I love doing.
Is it something you just kind of do around the locker room or?
Something I've been doing since, I want to say, middle school.
Nice. That probably deserves a standalone feature on its own. But let's transition to some football talk, though. I was watching the first episode of Hard Knocks with the Cleveland Browns a couple weeks ago when linebacker Christian Kirksey stood in front of the team and asked each of them to write down their why, their main reason for playing football. And that got me thinking, what is your why? Davis, go ahead.
My why is my grandma, I called her Nanny. She really liked watching football. I used to watch football with her all the time. She really got me into it. She really was the kickstart for it. And when she passed away, I promised her that I'd keep doing what I love and doing what she loves. So I have it tattooed on my arm. The day she passed away. That's really my why.
And you said in an interview following last year's quarterfinals win over South Dakota that you're really thinking about your grandma during that time. As you mentioned, she passed away in 2011. Just kind of walk us through what was going on in your head during that game.
I just really... That morning, I woke up and I was just thinking about her a lot. That night, I called my mom and I was crying. Just really thinking about her. I had a dream about her that night, being at games and stuff. And then I prayed, told her that today is all for you. And I got down on my knees and I just started crying because I really wasn't expecting to have a game like that. But it turned out to be the way it was and I was really happy. And I got really emotional about it.
South Dakota played y'all tough. You ended up scoring 4 touchdowns and had 141 total yards on 8 catches. You know, it's always good to have that main source of motivation, and it's good that yours is your grandma. Tell us about her. What was she like, and what's one memory you'll always cherish?
So, my mom used to work for Austin Police Department. We used to stay the night with my grandma every night while she worked. And every night, we used to go to bed around 9. And every time The Simpsons came on, we just remember my grandma saying it's time to shut it down. But I can't say it, but just her voice, the way she says it, it was just something I miss hearing because it used to make us laugh. That's really one of the big things I miss about her.
And how about you, Stuart? What is your why?
My why is more so my family. I'm the oldest of 4. I have 3 little brothers, 1 little sister. And my mom's been tough, holding it down for us. My father's been there as well. And those are my reasons why every day I just make them proud, and I know how to set a great example for them coming forward. And I'm the first one out the house. So with that being said, I just know if I want my family to do better at the end of the day, it starts with me. So I'm taking it as far as I go, and not letting nothing stopping me, and keep putting on a smile for my family's faces, because I know they're looking up to me every single minute, and that just drives me to keep doing the right things I'm supposed to be doing. When the wrong thing comes, I just think about my sister, my brother. I just think about their disappointment, and I know I'd rather see them smile than be disappointed, so that keeps me motivated in a strong way.
So you two, both family-oriented young men. Davis, you're in your last year of playing college football. You're about to graduate. Just reflecting on your time in college, and I know it's a broad question, what has playing football for Sam Houston State taught you?
Really, time management and brotherhood, outside of your family. We have good examples upstairs, Dr. Payne and Miss Thompson. And being in their class, they give us day planners. Anytime we have assignments or anything, we can go to our planner, write it down. And with football, in between classes, we know, okay, I have this many minutes to get a snack, or I have this long to get to meetings, and just be able to manage our time good. And brotherhood, I feel like this just hit me now, like in the summer, like with Dwaylen and D and Alex Weiss, they came in, and Chandler, they came in, and they were really quiet. But we brought them with us, you know, brought them along, and now they really opened up to us. And they know that we do anything for them, and we think that they do anything for us. And so I really think that as a receiving core and the whole team, but it really brought the receiving core together and really made us more tight than what we were.
And Stuart, you're a junior in your second to last season. You know, besides a championship, what are you looking to take from this whole college football experience?
Honestly, I'm just taking what comes with it. I can't complain. I've been blessed to play as a freshman. And it's going into my third year, and I'm just blessed every single down. I play like it's my last. I'm just happy to be out here. So I know others not fortunate to be out here. I love putting on that Bearcat orange and that white. I love going out there and suiting up at Sam Houston State University. I have no words. I'm just blessed to be here and just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Oh, taking everything one step at a time.
Yes, sir. One step at a time.
So this podcast, Chasing the Cup, was created to tell the stories of Bearcat athletes, coaches, and administrators. But also puts a focus on the Southland Conference Commissioner's Cup. Tell me about what the cup means to you guys and how much it's talked about in the locker room.
It means a lot to us, especially to Bobby Williams. Every time we win one, he puts a big old smile on his face. And for him to hold the cup up, it doesn't mean just everything to him. It means everything to us. Because we want to make him happy. He, of course, wants to make us happy. And to see all the sports put in to everything that he's selling, it really means a lot. He's just a great athletic director, and I think we all love him.
So winning the Southland Conference Commissioner's Cup, is that something you put on your list of goals to start the season? Like, this needs to be done.
I say we take it more so game by game, game by game. We just worry about the opponent that's in front of us for that week. We take care of business and move to the next week.
So speaking of the cup, I want to direct our focus to this season, and in particular the dynamic of you two. Both of you are All-Americans. You both combined for 2,854 yards and 31 receiving touchdowns last season. And you guys are by far the top receiving duo in the FCS. With that being said, what's the dynamic like between you two? Because I know you guys are brothers. Y'all are also competitors.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun, man. I can't lie, it's fun. You see Davion make those crazy catch. So I go home, I'm like, I got to do that. I got to learn how to do that. So it's good. It's good both ways. I mean, like I said, I'm blessed again to have somebody like Davion out there. Davion was my big brother when I first got here. He showed me the ropes. There's never been no hate or animosity towards one another. It's always been love. And that's what I realized coming to college, more so as in your position group. It's not more so hate, it's more so love and uplifting, trying to help you get better, trying to help you get better than where you was last year. And it was very much competition. You see him out there making those crazy catches. That just makes me want to go harder and try to make those same crazy catches.
So it's like a brotherly competition. You see Stuart go out and he gets a touchdown. Does that kind of push you a little more to, hey, maybe next time I need to go out and get one?
I think every day is a competition in between us, but we just don't speak of it. We both do crazy things. We know what we're capable of in the blocking game and catching game and running after the catch. We both have talents. Like we know what we can do. And I think us seeing each other do those things, it will push each other to get better, not only on the football field, but in the weight room as well.
What's the skill set that Stuart has that you just admire?
But yeah, in the blocking game, like he tries to kill people. Like in Richmond last year, I was running outside and I saw Nate and I saw his eyes big. I was like, oh my God. And so the defender was chasing me and I didn't hear anything, but I heard everybody else. And so when we watched it on film, I was like, oh my God. And so that really like the next few games, I was trying to do everything I can to get that block as well. He's not like I said, I'm not scared to block anybody. He's not scared to block anybody. And so that pushes me to be a better blocker.
And that block during that Richmond game last year, didn't they throw a flag on that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They tried to say targeting, but they picked it up.
So, Stuart, same question for you. What does Davis bring to the field that you just admire?
Say Davion is the smoothest receiver I've seen. Just smooth. Everything he does is smooth. Like it's hard to explain, but it's just smooth, man. It's smooth. Like you run a deep post, he'll run it so smooth. He'll run a corner, he'll make it look just like the post he just ran. And it's smooth, so you know, I'm trying to steal that as we go every day still. I'm trying to still put that in my game, trying to get most moving. But, yeah, for sure, Davion's the most smoothest receiver.
You have a year to add that to your repertoire.
Yes, sir.
So the question everyone asks, how has it been adjusting to a new quarterback? Because I know it's extremely important, you know, for a wide receiver and a quarterback to have that good chemistry, especially when it comes to getting the timing of the routes down.
It's really not that big of an adjustment. Mike puts a little heat on the ball just as well as Briscoe. I wouldn't say as hard as Briscoe, but he's up there with Briscoe. Taking everything that we learned with Briscoe, coverage-wise, and, like, how to manipulate defenses and how to run routes, like, depending on the coverage, we just relay that to Mike, and he picks it up quickly. So I really don't think it's going to be a skip in the or miss a beat in the offense. I think we're just going to take it and go with it.
What is something that Dare, Schmidt, or Brock, you know, the starter hasn't really been announced in the media yet, but what do these guys bring to the field that just unlocks y'all's potential?
Mobile?
Yeah, I think so.
All of them quarterbacks can run.
Yeah,
Ty can run, Smith can run, Derek can run. So, I mean, shout out Briscoe, but you know Briscoe couldn't run.
Hey, come on, he had that 40-yarder against Richmond.
Yeah, Richmond. Yeah, Richmond. He was moving then. He was moving.
The longest quarterback run.
We talked about y'all's why in your journey at Sam Houston State University. I don't want to bring this full circle by bringing up the culture of Bearcat football. Head coach Casey Keeler tweeted the other day and said, "Quote." The foundation of building a great team starts with culture. Proud of our team for defining the Bearcat culture. Stuart, what does that mean? What is the Bearcat culture?
Bearcat culture consists of a lot of things. It's just a lot of things that we have and just in this room that we try to hold ourselves by as a team. And as far as accountability goes and brotherhood and leadership, and we try to emulate all that, put all that together and try to move forward as a unit. Make sure we don't leave nobody behind. And we're just trying to move forward, whether that's in football, in life, anything we do. We're just trying to push each other forward, get better than what we were yesterday. And that's just been a big emphasis, how Coach wants us to have that leadership and that culture just at for Sam Houston.
And Davis, you're on the leadership council. Just talk about that Bearcat culture, being on the leadership council and mentoring these young guys.
It's a big I've been on it for 2 years now, but it's still like something that I really like, being on a leadership council. Like, people look up to you, and people might not see that, but we lead by example. Anything that we do, like, say, like, getting extra film, and the young guys see that we're getting extra film, that's going to encourage them to get in there and watch film with us. Picking up trash in the field house, if we see it on the ground, young guys see that and do the same thing. It's really just leading by example, like I said, and it was just the first time I got put on the leadership council. It was like it was a big thing for me because I really was never like a leadership type of guy. But being on that really made me open up because it's like you have to lead by example, and people are going to watch you everywhere you go. So it was just a really big thing for me.
So first game of the season on Saturday, and I just have to ask, you can't do an interview and not ask it. Can we expect Keeler to dance in the locker room after wins this year?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you can expect
yes,
to dance.
You can.
Something fly.
He might not change it up, but he will dance.
It's going to be the same dance. Yeah. It's going to be a nice dance.
Yep.
Man, I love it. He just hops back and forth when he dances. But unfortunately, our time is coming to an end. But with this first game of the season on Saturday, I want to ask you two, what can fans expect from Sam Houston State football this season? And would you say this team is hungrier than those in the past?
I believe so. I think offense and defense and special teams-wise, I think we're hungrier than we've ever been. Offense, we have a lot of weapons, and I don't think a lot of people know that. And they will on Saturday. And defense, I think it's the best defense that we've had since I've been here. So a lot of people don't know that, but I'm putting it in the – putting it out there now, we're a different team, and I hope they're ready to see it.
So a different team, and you hope they're ready to see it. Stuart, let's talk about strapping on those pads on Saturday.
This is what we worked hard for all summer, all spring, the countless amount of hours we put in just for this one game here. We're taking it a game by game, and this is the moment we've been waiting for. We're so happy. We're so pumped. We're ready. We're just going to keep executing that practice every day, keep sharpening up the tools. So on a Saturday coming, can be out there just free game, free fun. No, pray to God, no injuries, and we go out there and do our thing and come back with a victory.
Prairie View played y'all pretty tough on the road last year, so What are y'all expecting from them this year?
Their best game.
Yeah. Same thing like last year. Everybody's going to give us their best game. And I think these guys are going to come in and give us a really tough game. And I'm ready for it. I know Nate's ready for it. And I know the rest of the team is ready for it. It's going to be a big test on all of us and see what we can do.
I agree. I feel like they're going to come at us very hard with everything they got. They're going to try to pull that upset. Everybody want to beat us. And we just got to make sure that we can't get lazy, get too complacent, and make sure we still stay what we got to do and keep continue doing what we're doing, keep winning game by game by game.
We're just about ready to wrap up. I want to remind everyone that the first football game of the season for Sam Houston State is on Saturday, September 8th at Bauer Stadium against Prairie View A&M. The game is set for a 6 p.m. kick, so go out and support your Bearcats. Students get in free with their Bearcat 1 card, and tickets can be bought in advance at GoBearcats.com for a cheaper price. Thank you again, Davion Davis and Nathan Stewart, for sitting down with me today. It was a real pleasure having you guys on the show this week.
It's an honor. Now, you can follow me on Twitter at NateStew, STEW81. That's my Twitter handle.
I honestly forgot mine, but I'm going to try to guess at it. It's capital DMD, lowercase AVIS. I want to say 14, but if it's not that, it's underscore 14. It's one or the other. Just try to follow me as best you can.
Davion doesn't know his own Twitter handle. You can follow him at 14DDavis. Any shout out, guys, to close it out?
Shout out my mama. Shout out my daddy. Shout out Moutini. Shout out Coach Archer, the whole receiver corps. I can get our shout outs for days.
Shout out to my mom, my dad, my grandma, granny. Give a shout out to the receiving corps, VJ.
Okay.
Merck for leaving us. shout out to the whole team, Coach Keeler, Bobby Williams, everybody in the athletic department, really.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, good luck on Saturday, and get those Fortnite dubs.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
PUBG 2.
2IC81 is my Fortnite PSN.
When Chasing the Cup returns, we give you the weekly update. How did volleyball perform at the Louisiana tournament? Did soccer bounce back? And how did the women's golf team start its season? Hear from head coach Tom Brown and women's golfer Jenna Phillips when we return.
From the campus of Sam Houston State University, welcome to Chasing the Cup.
As we near the end of this week's episode, let's recap all of the action around Sam Houston State University Athletics and look ahead to the coming week. Volleyball was in action last weekend as the Cats competed in the Sawyer Camillo Memorial Classic in Louisiana. The squad opened tournament play with a win in straight sets against Mississippi Valley State, but dropped its next two, one to the University of Houston in five sets, and the other to the Louisiana Raging Cajuns in straight sets. Taylor Cunningham and Jacqueline Ward had huge matches against U of H on the opening day. Cunningham finished with 17 kills and hit a 256 with 16 digs and 4 blocks, while Ward added a double-double of her own with 25 assists and 12 digs. Madison Wallace added 15 digs and 5 blocks, while Addison Miller finished with a team-high 18 digs. The Cats dropped a close first set against the host university on the final day of the tournament and couldn't get anything going after that. Brianne Chaussee, who earned all tournament honors, finished with 10 digs, while Cunningham finished with 8, along with 9 digs. But the Raging Cajuns proved to be unstoppable as they hit a 328 for the day, including a 484 in the final set. The Bearcat volleyball team now holds a 3-3 overall record as they head to Atlanta, Georgia on September 7th through the 8th for the Georgia State Tournament. Sam Houston State will take on Georgia State on September 7th at 5:30 p.m., before playing a doubleheader on Saturday against Ole Miss and Chicago State. The match against the Ole Miss Rebels is slated for a 9 a.m. serve, while the match against Chicago State is set at 3 p.m. Turning our attention to soccer now, the Bearcats started their season strong with a quality win over Utah State on August 16th, and a nice draw against a solid Raging Cajun unit. Since then, the Cats have dropped their last three matches and have been outscored 9-1. Recapping the most recent soccer action, Sam Houston State traveled to Tulsa, Oklahoma on August 31st and dropped a difficult match to Oral Roberts 3-0. The Cats then took on Tulsa on September 2nd and lost 4-1, with Lexi Bullard netting the only goal for SHSU. So overall, the weekend served to be a tough stretch for the Cats. Head coach Tom Brown shared his thoughts with Chasing the Cup about his team's recent play.
Well, I think, you know, going on the road was definitely hard for us this past weekend. You know, I thought we had played really well against San Diego the week before. And just for whatever reason, you know, it just didn't end up being a good weekend for us all the way around. But, you know, I think as we got back into training today and those sorts of things that, you know, the team is definitely eager to put the weekend behind them and have a better week.
So the Bearcats will try to put the weekend behind them and end the losing skid on September 7th with a road game at the University of Houston, before returning home to Pritchett Field on Sunday, September 9th, for a match versus Little Rock. Sunday's match will be the last out-of-conference game for the Cats, as the team will kick off Southland Conference play on September 14th with a road game against the University of Central Arkansas. Here's Brown's thoughts on the upcoming match with U of H.
Yeah, well, I think with this game at U of H, I mean, they're always a very competitive team, and, you know, I think for us, in this last weekend, as we get ready for conference, it's really kind of continuing to solidify what those roles are going to be for players, because, you know, we've been looking at some different players in different positions, and, you know, we obviously want to win all these non-conference games, but the essence of what we're trying to do is win conference. So, you know, we've looked at some players in different positions, and you know, I think that we just want to make sure that our offense is kind of clicking again. You know, we had been fairly decent at the beginning of the season, and then, you know, the last three games we've just kind of been in a drought in scoring goals. So we're just trying to make sure that our offense is ticking as we get ready for conference.
Last but definitely not least, the Sam Houston State women's golf team played its first tournament of the season over the weekend at the Lady Maxwell Cup in Oklahoma. Us here at Chasing the Cup tip our hats to the entire women's golf team as they fired a 293 and took home second place. Jenna Phillips contributed to the team finish by winning the individual title with a 1 over par, 214. After the win, head coach Brant Kieschnick took to Twitter to congratulate his team and Phillips. Kieschnick said, quote, "Fortunate to coach some great players on both sides, and Jenna is right there with the special ones. Humble, hardworking player who came here and absolutely got after it. Always in our office asking how she can get better and wanting to learn. Now, a two-time D1 champ." End quote. Here's what Phillips thought as she inched closer to that individual title.
Well, the first two rounds, I didn't play as well at the beginning of the first round, so I had to make a lot of birdies coming in, and I knew I did. And then the same for the second round, I was just kind of average. And then the third round, I was really trying to have, like, a bogey-free round, because that would be, like, one of the first times I would have been able to do that in college. So that was my main focus, and then coach just kept telling me to hit, like, confident swings and make a couple birdies, and maybe something will happen in the end. And so just that strategy, like, led me to win, because I had no idea I was even, you know, up there. I was 4 back going into the day. So just, like, knowing that I could just keep my head down, have that strategy, and focus on my individual game and come out with a win was really positive for me.
You ever think about it at all?
No, I mean, he came up to me on 18 fairway and said, "You need a par birdie here to win." And that's the first time it really hit me. I was just so focused on having, like, my first bogey-free round that I didn't even think about the end results, which is really what you're supposed to do mentally, is you're supposed to just focus on your game, and hopefully at the end it'll turn out okay. So I didn't really think about it until that putt on 18, and I was like, oh, wow, this is awesome that I could just be in this position, you know, and be able to come out with a win. So it was really good.
Along with volleyball and soccer, men's and women's cross country will start their season on Friday, September 7th at the Rice Invitational. Men's and women's golf is also back in action on Monday, September 10th, with the men's team competing in the UTSA Lone Star Invitational, their first tournament of the year, and the women are back at it again at Hobbs Creek Fall Classic at the Hobble Creek Golf Course in Springville, Utah. Football is then back in action for their second game of the season on September 15th at home at Bauer Stadium against North Dakota. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. And this is just a reminder that students get into every single athletic event for free using their Bearcat 1 card, and tickets can be purchased at either the ticket office or in advance for a cheaper price on GoBearcats.com. And that pretty much wraps up our show this week. It was a little longer than usual, but there was a lot of stories to tell, and you can't put a cap on news. Speaking of information, you don't need me to stay up to date on Sam Houston State sports. You can head over to GoBearcats.com at any time and check schedules, stats, and scores for all 17 SHSU athletic programs. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BearcatVid, or follow my personal Twitter at RPRTalks. I want to wish everyone a good day, or night, whenever you may be listening. See you next week. Ryan Reynolds, signing off. Chasing the Cup is a presentation of Sam Houston State Athletics and the Bearcat Sports Network. This episode was hosted and produced by Ryan Reynolds. Jason Barfield is the executive producer. Special thanks to Davion Davis, Nathan Stewart, Tom Brown, Jenna Phillips, Tom Franklin, and John Harris, with credit to the Bearcat Sports Network and ESPN. Today's music features are from Spaz Cardigan, Chris Hagen, Midnight North, John Daly, and Freedom Trail Studio.